Today is the 19th of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with us on this beautiful, beautiful day. So, you know what? I didn't realize that, as you can hear, there's a new track which is playing nicely underneath the background, and it is actually from the upcoming LP, EP, whichever one you want to call it, called Heart of Worship Volume The Call. And this song is called Oh Taste and See. So if you tuned in on the 1st of February, you probably would have heard us worshipping to it. But that's this song, and I love this track. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear it properly. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship, and we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Hosea. Is that how you say it? Hosea 2:19-20. Anyway, it says this. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice. In love and compassion, I will betroth you in faithfulness. And you will acknowledge the Lord. You will acknowledge Him.
Oh, for they.
So, dear Heavenly Father, God of compassion, please give us a more forgiving and sensitive heart. In addition, dear Father, please give us a fruitful heart that will not stray from the pledges and vows we have made to you and to others. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Over here on Heart of Worship, we are on a mission to reconnect hearts back to God through worship. And our expression of worship is in song and music. And so, thank you for joining us on this journey. This week, we are looking at forgiveness and what that looks like. Yes, Lord. And so this week we are looking at forgiveness and what that looks like. And as we go through this week, it may be a challenging week for you. It may be an uncomfortable week, but I want us to confront this together as a family. And so it is going to be hard for us this week, because we are going to confront things that we may not necessarily confront. But I believe that through our worship this week, it's going to carry us through into a new dimension and into a new realm of seeing how God sees us.
My compassions, they
So this week, I want you to be open. I want you to be transparent with yourself. I want you to be honest. And I want you to begin to cry out to God and say, God, help me forgive so and so, or forgive this situation. I can't let go because of this. I really want you to confront it this week. Head on. No shying away from it, no backing away from it, but head on. We're dealing with this head on.
All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
And that will be your song this week.
Great is thy faithfulness, yeah. Great is thy faithfulness, for morning by morning new mercies I see. For I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, Lord, we sing, great, great is thy faithfulness, from morning by morning new mercies I see. For great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
I just want you right now to come before his throne, and I just want you to lay it at his feet. Just begin to talk to him and just begin to worship. Father God, we lay down every unforgiveness at your feet right now, and we ask for you to begin to move. Begin to move, do a work in us. In us, no matter how painful and how hard it may be, Father God, I ask that you do a work in us. Do a work in us, oh God.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. For all I have needed, thy hand hath provided.
Yeah.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Yeah. Oh, Father, we come before you on this day, on this day, on this day, on this day, this day. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. You know that Lord's Prayer that we learn, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And show yourself strong, and there is nothing you can do. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified.
Isaiah 43, 25 to 26 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. I want you right now to go before him. I want you right now to go before him. Forgiveness has a sound. Forgiveness has a sound, and it's a sound of surrender. It means you've got to surrender your feelings. You've got to surrender the hurt and the pain. You've got to surrender your heart and allow him to come in and do a work in you. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified. Don't let forgiveness or unforgiveness limit you in this life. Don't let it limit you, but free yourself. Oh, my andabasha katayabasindere bushanda. I glorify you right now. Be magnified, be magnified, be magnified. Be magnified in my heart, be magnified in my home. Be magnified in my children, in my marriage. Father God, be magnified.
And there is nothing that you can do.
Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Ooh. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will sting you like a bee. And you'll have an allergic reaction to it because it really just stems up things that you should have let go a long time ago. And you know the worst thing about this is that the person that you are holding the grudge against is probably not even thinking about it right now and has moved on with their life, which makes it even more painful because you would believe that they should be in pain or they should be feeling the same thing that you are. But that person has moved on with their life, moved on with their thoughts, and you are still stuck in that moment, stuck in that time. In the name of Jesus, I command you free right now. I command you free right now. And so, Father, our prayer this week, Father, there are certain things that have recently happened to us that have been so painful and that we are finding it quite difficult to forgive others. And yet we know that this is your will for each one of your children. Knowing that forgiving others in our hearts has a beautiful secondary function of opening our hearts and lives to your warming love and perfect peace. Lord, we want to forgive others, but there seems to be a sort of blockage that has been causing us to hold fast to our anger and hurt. So please, Lord, in your goodness and grace, would you please help us to forgive fully, freely, and forever, so that we may be released from this sharp pain of unforgiveness, which seems to be holding our heart in an icy, iron grip. Lord, you have promised in your word that your grace is sufficient for every trial and each difficulty in life. And we trust that this means that your grace is sufficient to bring us to that point of genuine and gracious forgiveness. And so we cast this unforgiveness at your feet and pray that you would forgive us for holding onto our unforgiving heart for so long, knowing that in Christ Jesus you have forgiven so much. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for us, and for forgiving all our sins. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so this week we're going to go through forgiveness and what that looks like and how that feels like and what the Bible says about us forgiving. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I would love to get to know you if you are listening in for the first time. Follow me or find me on Instagram at JC May and just direct message me and just let me know you are listening in for the first time. So there are a few things that are about to happen here on Heart of Worship. So I want you to keep your eyes peeled and pay close attention, because this year we are going to be very intentional with our worship. Very intentional with our worship. And whether 10 people or 20 people or 30 people, it doesn't matter how many people follow. Just as long as we are intentional and we are creating this movement of true worship, of spirit-filled worship, so that God can dwell. And so with all that said, family, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Welcome to your worship journey.